Okay. Donna, can you go ahead and call roll? I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we go ahead and call roll?
Sure. Okay. Marty Derlin?
Here.
Steve Pierce?
Yep.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
William Walker? Pardon me?
I just joined the call. I tried the wrong number. I don't know if other people are having the same problem.
Yeah. You're here now, though, right, Steve?
Yep.
Okay. And LaVarne's here. William Walker? Fadi Sabah?
I'm right here.
Sarv Randhawa?
Yep.
Dave Adelson?
Here.
Maria Armunian?
Here.
Julie Rodriguez? Well, I know you're here. Donna Warren? Here. Joe Montez? Ngozi Kamal? Wendy Crow?
Here.
Teresa Allen?
Here.
Patty Heffley? Here. Ray LaForest?
Here.
Bob Letterer?
Here.
Michael Warren? Mark Roberts? Mark?
Here.
Yeah, I thought you were. Okay, Rob Robertson?
Here.
Serena? Here. And the IED, Ambrose Lane, who is off temporarily. I know he'll be. Okay, Madam Chair? Got the air here?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, Donna. I don't know if others are having the same problem.
Yeah.
Somebody has a failing phone.
I'm
sorry. Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can barely hear you.
I said 17 members are present, plus the IED.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Now, we have two agenda items only this evening, and the first is a board resolution that is necessary for the bank that serves WBAI. Lonnie, I don't know if you want to give a quick intro to that prior to then us making the board resolution and moving to a vote.
Excuse me.
I still hear an awful lot of there. The background noise just went away.
What was that?
No, it didn't. Somebody needs to hit *6. They're getting background noise.
We might need to go around and each do it to find out who it is.
Ah.
Who just did that?
Who did that?
Whoever did it fixed it.
Doesn't matter. Just stick to it.
Okay. So, Lonnie, if you can just do a quick, brief intro in terms of why we need this board resolution and the exact, I guess, wording of what we need to do.
Well, anytime we change officers or signatories with various banks, most banks require that they be notified or the board authorize a change of signatories for our bank accounts and other financial instruments that we use. Now, Bank of America and other banks allow just a simple letter, but the Bank of New York is different. They want a board resolution, and that resolution was sent out. Basically, what they want to do is to identify who the signatories are. Now, we've had some changes in who the signatories are, and for some time, we've needed to look at it. So this is the opportunity to add a new signatory and delete old ones. So we want to take people off, like the former executive director, and we want to add some people that WBAI wanted added. That would include Indra Hardak as the general manager. She also wanted another signer there in New York. So she's wanting Jose Santiago, who is the news department director, to be added as a signatory. I would be added, as I am on all of the bank accounts. The new things that I learned in this process was that banks now apparently are being audited under the new Patriot Act, and they are that the government now has the ability apparently to force the banks to keep all of their bank records up to the date. A lot more strict rules about keeping the cards up to date. And we, along with some other organizations, have some old names on there that needed to come off, but the urgency from the bank apparently was they got audited, and apparently this is something that they feel that they needed to do quickly. So what has happened is we have sent them a letter giving them most of what they want. This is the last piece, and it would be a resolution, as you can see what the wording is, that would go to the bank, and that will complete the transaction for us, and it would update the signatures and the signature cards. That's a quick summary.
This is Wendy.
Hey, thanks, Lonnie. Are there any questions at this point for Lonnie, or are we ready to entertain a motion?
I have a question.
Dave. Okay, I have a question. So I heard, let's see, Sarv, Wendy, who else?
Dave, Patty.
Donna.
Dave, Patty, and Donna.
Patty. Oh. Patty, definitely.
Patty, okay. So let's start. So Sarv, Wendy, Dave, Patty. Who did I miss?
And Patty.
And Patty, okay.
There's a question to Lonnie. Is this only for our WBI New York station where Indra and Jose Santiago are going to be additional signatories along with you? Are
only New York.
Huh?
Hello?
Lonnie?
Only New York?
Yes.
And no other station is involved?
Only New York.
I have a hard time hearing.
You know, I wonder, should we all hang up and call back or something?
Hello? It sounds to me like the end is where Starve is, and he's obviously off of it.
Can't hear you.
It's your phone, Starve, I think.
No, it's not.
Well, who Star 6 themselves a little while ago that made it go away?
Not me. I didn't use Star 6 at all.
Twisting, eh?
Madam Chair,
whoever,
should we all hang up and call back in?
There you go.
Whoever.
We shouldn't because it's only one person and they're muted now.
The person who was able to get rid of the background noise earlier, if they can do that again, that would be much appreciated by all of us.
They just did it, so whoever started six.
Okay.
Hello, my next. This is Wendy.
Lonnie, did you hear my question?
Yeah, the question was whether it affected just WBAI. The answer is yes, only BAI.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Wendy?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Hi. Lonnie, I'm a little confused here because it was just a little over a year ago when we had this same issue brought before the PNB, and we were told at that time that it was a new thing by the Department of Homeland Security, and we brought it to there's a long story here that I guess I don't need to go into, but it was brought to the PNB. We weren't able to come up with unanimous written consent, not because people didn't agree, but for whatever reason, we weren't able to do this in between meetings. So this issue was brought to the PNB at the Houston meeting last year, and at that time we were told, you know, this was just a routine thing. We need to verify the four check signers, and you know, at the time, what I'm sure passed was that it would be the executive director at the time, Dan Coughlin, the CFO, Lonnie Hicks. It seems to me the CFO is already on there as a verified check signer. And then the general manager at BAI, and then we were asked to approve a development director at WBAI, who incidentally had only been on the job for a couple of weeks and subsequently left. But we were asked to approve all these people, and the board, you know, went, okay, yeah, that's what you need, let's do that. And then after that, this whole storm erupted because we didn't realize we were taking away check signing privileges from someone there who'd been doing it for a long time. So I guess what my question to you is, first, is it really just routine, and aren't you already on there? Aren't you already one of the approved check signers? And are we taking check signing privileges away from somebody else who's there now who already had them?
Well, any change that you make with the Bank of New York, whether you're adding someone or dropping someone off, they require this process. And they're not all that unusual. A lot of banks do. If you add one person, you have to go through the entire signatory process again. And if we hire a new ED, we'll have to do this again for the Bank of New York. I hate to tell you.
Well, then, let me just ask you that. Okay, so we have an ED right now. Why isn't he one of the check signers? And I thought the answer was going to be because then we would have to go through this again.
Well, in the case of adding the development person, Denise, I think I forgot her name, the intent was to add her, but she didn't remain with WBAI. So right in the middle of the process, she was no longer with the station. So that process never went through.
So is Indra authorized to sign checks right now?
Yes, as general manager, she is.
So since that didn't go through, it just reverted back to her?
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Wendy, you asked Lonnie if Ambrose was able to sign checks, and I believe Lonnie, you heard, was the development director able to sign?
She asked about a situation a year ago, and the development director was involved in that situation a year ago.
Right, but she just asked you if Ambrose was
able to sign. No, not on the Bank of New York.
Not on the Bank of New York.
Okay. I'm sorry, Wendy, but I knew you guys didn't hear each other.
That's okay, but so wouldn't that make sense to have the ED, even if he's interim, sign it, especially if we have to go back again anyway?
Yeah, but you need a signed board resolution, you know, and, your board meets quarterly.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and so the board was going to, at this October meeting, have a new ED person. So it made sense to take care of the corporate resolution with the name of the new person.
A point of information. Can you give me the date of this one? I remember seeing some papers come in, and I'm looking all through my email now, and I can't find it. There was an actual document that we were... What's the date of the mailing of that?
Yeah.
Who did it?
I sent it out to the, around 9/22. It's a PDF, which is an actual copy of the corporate resolution.
9/22 at what time?
1:54 p.m.
Yeah, we get too many emails if we ask. We have to ask what time.
All right. I don't. Okay, 9:50. Let me check in here.
Okay, do it quietly, Patty.
Am I up, Julie?
Yeah, I'll stop there.
This is Ray too.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that document, and it has two names on it, Indra Hardat and Lonnie Hicks. It doesn't have the other person, I think you said Santiago.
Okay.
And so I'm wondering a couple things. First of all, are the names being changed? Second of all, is the execution of this document, does the execution of this document specify that only the named persons have authority so that you don't specify the people who are being removed, you just specify those who have authority? And the third question is, what are the processes by which people can sign off? I'm reading this and it looks like there's no double signature required, that any person with single signature can do anything with the account that's authorized. So is that the case? And if it's not the bank's procedures, is it somebody else? Is it our own operating procedures that require dual signatures? So those three questions.
Well, yeah. Jose said after I sent the email, Indra Hardak called me and the bank to say she needed someone to do a second signature there in New York. We've been operating with a second signature being my own. She felt that she needed someone there to sign on a emergency basis when she needed it. I felt that was reasonable, and she wanted Jose Santiago, so you should know that he would be the second signer there, and his signature would be added to the ones we have there. That entailed getting some information on him, and that had to be sent along to the bank, and that's what we've been doing. So the corporate resolution would have his name added. Now, as to the two-signature procedure, I'm not aware that the bank asked for two signatures, but we do have an internal operating procedure which requires two signatures. So,
okay. And the third thing is, does the execution of this document mean that only the named people have that authority, so by default anybody who had it previously no longer has it? Or
that's
is there
correct.
A separate instrument that removes them from authorization?
The removal process is part of a letter we sent to them removing the former ED.
And the board is not required to vote on that. That's already been done.
That's already been done. They were happy to do that for us.
Thank you.
Okay, Fadi.
That was also Ray, when you get a chance.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Hello.
Fadi?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, I had a question similar to Dave's in some ways. So Indra is on the bank list of signatories. And if we need to add somebody now, how did we add Indra then? And so that's the question. Second, okay, go ahead. Then I have another question.
You know, anytime you add or drop someone from the Bank of New York, they require you to go through the same process we're going through now, a bank resolution, a letter out to them. So it's cumbersome. It's the most cumbersome process of all the banks we deal with. Bank of America process is a lot easier.
Okay, so you're saying Indra was already on the list at that time?
No, Indra was, at that time, the business manager, and she was signing as business manager.
Okay,
and
so
now,
her name was already on it, so that's why we didn't go through this process before.
No, her process, she was on it before as business manager, now she's on as general manager. Change of title, change of position.
Did the Bank of New York require Pacifica to submit something similar to this that I missed?
Yeah, they require a corporate resolution anytime you add or subtract any signatory.
Okay.
Yeah, and even if subtracting is the fine print here, even if you take someone off, they need to go through this process. As I said before, when we look to add an ED, I'll be back with another corporate resolution for the Bank of New York.
My second question is this. You say Jose Santiago is the director of the news department.
Yeah, Andrew wanted him on there as a local signature person.
I presume he's not management, but staff.
That's correct.
Okay. What are the specific policies on that? I have a problem with that. And so why him and not someone else in management?
Well, actually, what our auditors advise us to do is any person who signs checks, in this case a general manager, whatnot, cannot be the one who handles or the billing or the invoices or anything else connected with it. Now, what we do at K is we have the general manager as a signatory and then a director of operations. And that person is a union person and a person who signs off on the checks. It could be a director of operations at WBAI, but that position is in flux right now. So I wanted Santiago to be that second signer. So it's not all that unusual. It's not outside our policy guidelines.
Point of information?
Yes, Dave.
Lonnie, you said our operations director is not management. My understanding is
not union. Union. It's an operations person, and they are part of the management team there. But what is important to note is that he is a union. Is he a union person there? I'm not sure. But you usually have the director of operations and the general manager as signatories. That's okay. We've been doing it for a while. It meets the auditor's guidelines and his test. So,
I have one last question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adi.
What is the order of signatories at the other stations? Houston, D.C., L.A., and Berkeley. So I could get a better read for this. I have a hard time supporting having someone who is not management. Management. could let me know.
Yeah, I don't want to misstate it, but you know, you got the general manager at all the stations, and then it varies. You got a development director, I think, signs off at T, and then normally it's the development director or the operations person that's the second signatory. And then in this case, WBI is different, where you have the director of the news department. So I guess it's different in that respect, but it is a the general manager and usually a developmental operations person as a second signature.
Madam Chair, I'd like to call a question.
I had a question before, Mark.
And I was also on the stack.
All right, my apologies. But I'll make it quick. Can I go now?
Patty, I thought that you had already spoken.
No. I'm not done.
Well, was that then just an interjection, or because I assumed that that was your turn?
What was?
Huh?
Her point of information.
Oh, Patty spoke.
No, Patty, you also posed a number of questions, so I was unclear about that. Patty, are you done?
Actually, I would like to move.
You know, we really need to move with this.
Yeah,
we really
I would
need
like
to move.
I would
these
like
issues.
To move to remove Jose Santiago as a signatory and leave everything else as is, as proposed.
Actually, before you, I had a question for along those lines that I was actually because. Can I go ahead, Julie?
No, I want to see if there's a second to Fadi's motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
There are two management people at WBI. One of them is the station manager, the other one is Bernard White. So that's why when I heard Jose, I was a little bit surprised, and I was waiting, so Fadi initiated the question I had. And I thought that we use management people to do so. And as in BAI, we're in a particular situation where the operation director is not management, and that's why I think I would question it. You know, also that individual will be able to sign up. I'm finished.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Patty?
Okay, I have two things now. I actually support Jose Santiago as a signatory. I feel like he's been there a really long time. He's a very responsible person, and he's, you know, seems honest and trustworthy, and so I suppose Indra just needs another person so to sign a check. They're doing a good job over there now. Finally, watching the money and everything, I would support him myself, buddy. But on another note, I want to ask Lonnie, when we got those documents, which I'm having a hard time finding now, it removes Dan Coughlin and Don Rojas as signatories, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You have on there that Dan Coughlin was gone as of June 15th. And Don Rojas as of June 1st. It's my understanding that he left in April 15th. So can you explain why he's on there until why we are saying that he left on June 1st? Or I would like those documents changed.
Well, I'll check it. I think you're right. He did leave in April. Didn't we ask? Didn't we extend?
April 15th was his last day.
Didn't we ask him to extend his date?
That was till April 15th.
Okay, well, then I'll check that, Patty, and then I'll change it to April.
And is this due to any compensations or insurances paid or anything? I would like that to just be examined and, you know, why this says June 1st or why we don't know when people leave. I mean, these are really legal issues, something he could have been signing things for the last 3 months. Would this have to be examined, please?
I don't think so. But, no, we're talking about his left employee status. But, yes, I would check it. I'll be sure.
Madam Chair, Mark, I'd like to get on the stack.
Yes, Mark, you're next.
Okay, right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused now about the whole question of the signatory that's non-management at BAI. Why are you skipping over the other managerial candidate who is the program director?
Well, you know, I did suggest the program director, but Indra was very strong in wanting to have Mr. Santiago for the reasons I think that someone's already mentioned. She felt that would work out best. And so I went along and concurred with her recommendation.
Madam Chair, Marty.
Yes, Marty.
Sorry,
Mark, were you not done?
No.
Okay, I apologize. One second, Marty. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so my question is that if we, in other words, based on the recommendation of the general manager, you're stepping over the number two in charge and going to someone below to give signatory. To me, that's, I mean, if you have a problem with the number two person, then do something about that. But I agree with Fatty to establish this precedent where you go over the other managerial signature and go to someone who's non-managerial in order to satisfy whatever you're satisfying. I think that's a bad way to go. Why don't you?
Madam Chair, may I get on the stack, please? This is LaVarne. Yes. Thank you.
Why does LaVarne always interject when I'm talking? But go ahead,
Lonnie. Go ahead, Lonnie. That was real cute. Thank you. No. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Okay. You know, you're right. Normally, in some organizations, Mark, that's true. You would want check signing to be a function of a management person.
And where would you not want that?
Well, check with the auditor. And Pacifica, it would not be a precedent. I'm not sure that we have a PD that signed checks before. It's been an operation person, by and large. And that is okay. There's no mandate in accounting that it be a management, although many people prefer it that way. The accounting requirement is that that person have be sufficiently separated from the other signer such that there's no collusion. Now, if you don't want a person, for example, the GM and the GM's assistant to be check signers because that would create a control issue, a control relationship that might create problems. So usually it's someone who is some higher responsibilities, like a department, and who is used to dealing with timesheets and other issues and managing. So that is the way it's been done at Pacifica.
Okay, thank you.
Julie, when you have one more short thing.
Okay, but first we have a couple of other people on the stack. Marty?
Fine. I just would urge that we approve this resolution and give our trust and support to the interim manager at WBAI who knows what's going on there, and this is her preference.
Okay, thank you, Marty. LaVarne?
Thank you, Madam Chair. One question is, I'm not sure if, did Lonnie, you said you were initially on the signature authority for the Bank of New York or not? Can you just ask that question, then I have a follow-up.
Yeah, I got on about a year ago, a year and a half ago when I first came. I went to New York and became a signatory.
Okay. The other point I guess I'd like to make is that, you know, that's kind of micromanaging in terms of when the interim GM states that she would like someone on there. And I remember there was also, during the fund drive for BAI, there was a little micromanagement there in terms of asking Andrew not to take her vacation. Of course, she managed everything, and they successfully raised over $100,000 more than their goal. So I think that we can rely on Indra to make the best decision in this regard, like she has shown in the short time she's been on board. So, as much as I can see with this document, I guess I should either abstain or support this. But I would definitely say that we should stop trying to micromanage the interim GM there in New York. Thank you.
Okay, Wendy?
Okay, so I went back and I found the document from 922, and I just have a question about the title of it, because I'm assuming that this might be a bank form. I don't know if that's true, but it says Corporate Resolution Authorizing Banking Accounts, Loans, and Related Matters. So my question is, I mean, we've been presented that this is a check signing resolution. Are we now saying that these people that we put on there can just go out and get a loan on their own?
No, this is just check signing for the accounts. There are specific accounts that these refer to. This
was, But what about the fact that it says corporate resolution authorizing bank accounts, loans, and related matters? Yeah. They would still need a board resolution.
Yeah, that's what they want from us. So no, but I hear your point, Wendy, but I don't think that the bank would honor a loan application on the strength of this corporate resolution. This instrument has been used in a specific way for a number of years, and it's only related to the accounts identified in the corporate resolution, and that's the payroll and the savings account and the events, special events account. So they won't honor anything else.
Well, are we, so by, if we vote yes, are we signing on to this exact form right here?
Yeah, that's true. That's the exact form. That is their form, and that's what we would pass along to them.
With the addition of names.
Yes, yes. We'd have Jose Santiago on it. That would be the only change.
So we already use this form.
Well, the bank's been using it for years. I've seen these before. See, it hasn't changed much, and I've been doing this 15 years. Same old form.
This is Laverne. I have a letter here that has Jose Santiago's name on it. So is this, and Lonnie signs it as CFO. Is this what, I don't see a form here.
Yeah, what they wanted was a letter also. So we sent the letter along. They said that that would satisfy what they needed until we got the corporate resolution. And Matt Hillard, who is the bank officer there, talked with him directly. He said, well, just give me a letter and tell me what you want to do, and then make sure you add it on the corporate resolution, and they'll be done.
Upon information, Julie?
Yes, sir.
Lonnie, has Jose Santiago has been signing checks?
No, he has not. This will be new for him.
Well, okay. I have a comment here if you have time, Julie. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a couple of problems with this. One is that Fadi is concerned about bypassing the management of the station. And the other one is, what if tomorrow the manager selects a person who's maybe not a paid staff, maybe they are unpaid staff and so on. And where do you draw the line here?
Well, as you all know, many times. I do know Jose. He's not unknown to me.
No, but my question is,
if a manager were to choose a relative, for example, I would certainly...
Not a relative, but unpaid staff, for example.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I probably would have a problem with that.
Why?
Because we're looking for a person who has managerial experience at the station institution, standards, policies, and procedures. And, you know, this fellow roughly fits that bill. He is manager of a department. He's active at the station, as all of you probably know. And when you look at the alternatives, Indra's argument made sense to me. Her arguments made sense to me. So he's, there's not a as you know, the station's in flux, too. And some of the other folks that might have been candidates, the positions are in flux. So that position seems stable, and also met the audit criteria. So, you know, I as I said, Indra felt strongly about it, and it seemed as a way to move forward on this and see how it actually will work out. Thank you.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, then I'd like us to move to a vote.
Madam Chair, right. There were two people on the stack who didn't get a chance to speak. I was one of them, and I believe Ray was the other.
No, Ray spoke, and I apologize, Donna. Go ahead.
Okay. Lonnie, can I get the exact wording of the resolution? And can you tell it to me right now?
I guess my recommendation would be resolved that the Pacifica National Board approve the corporate resolution for Station WBAI, New York Bank.
I'm sorry, for Station WBAI?
Yeah, because this is specific to WBAI.
Okay, for Station WBAI.
Bank of New York requirements. This is a requirement from them for a resolution, so that's why I'm Here.
So the resolution is resolved that the Pacifica National Board approve the corporate resolution for station WBAI presented by the Bank of New York
requirement. So they and the auditors are going to want to see this resolution in the minutes of this meeting. That's how they approve. They want to get proof that the resolution was approved.
Do they want the name in the resolution?
No, just that the board did approve it.
Pardon?
They just want to see that the board did approve the resolution in the minutes.
Okay, so that's
Madam
the
Chair?
Resolution.
So the issue of the names is not an issue for today.
Excuse me, I have the
yes,
floor.
Honey, can you please stop interrupting? We're trying
I
to
apologize.
Okay, Mr. CFO, you
yes,
said
ma'am.
The letter was already sent to the bank. Can we get a copy of the letter to go into the record?
Sure will. I'll do that for you, Don.
Okay, I'm not finished. According to our bylaws, who's supposed to sign the signature card?
Well, in talking with the bank, he said two officers of the board can do it. And so.
Okay, that's according to the bank. Do we have any requirement according to our bylaws?
No, none that I'm aware of. Okay. As CFO, I can sign off on all documents, and that takes care of part of it. And then in talking with the bank, I had the same question. I said, well, who can be the second signatory? Do you need a second signatory? He said that any officer will do, in addition to myself. And I asked about the corporate seal. And he said, well, yeah, we have a corporate seal here in the office. He said, that's fine. He considered that's all that he needed for his record.
Okay. So according to the bylaws, you don't know, but you're following the bank rules.
Yeah, at this point, I guess so. I mean, I'm not clear about it. And the bylaws seem to be unclear on that point.
Okay. You sent some signature cards out. Did you send them out to all of the board?
No, I sent
you
them.
You sent me one, and
yeah.
I asked you a while ago why.
I sent
to you. We'd like to know why.
Yeah, yeah. Secretary of the board.
Did you still want me to sign the signature cards?
You know, as a signature, you mean as a person representing the board?
I mean the signature cards that you actually sent to me.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking you to sign them as a signatory on the bank account. I'm just sending it to you as secretary of the board.
Okay, so you want me to return those to you?
Well, they're part of the record.
Okay, I will. And let me see, I just want to make one more comment, and this is for Mark. In my experience, it's usually a person in accounting or an accounting person, not necessarily a manager, plus the manager who signs the checks. But, you know, different people follow different rules. Okay, I think that's it, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Donna. So now that we do have a resolution before us, but however it was not made by a member of the board, so would someone like to introduce the resolution that Lonnie just recommended?
This is Dave. I'd like to introduce it, but I'd like to modify it to specify the names who are being authorized.
Okay. So can you just go ahead and state the additions that you'd like to
make? I would like to move that the board accept the board authorize the execution of the corporate resolution authorizing banking accounts, loans, and related matters for WBAI to the Bank of New York, specifying signing authority for Indra Hardat, Lonnie Hicks, and Jose Santiago.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Donna, did you get all the wording on that?
Of course not. Dave, will you send it to me?
I give up. Let me write it down. Okay. Hold on a minute.
But it sounds pretty good.
Was Oigevalt in the resolution?
The O is me, R is there.
Yeah, you better tell Donna where the umlaut key is.
I know, I looked for that for 2 hours. I'm going to kill you, Bob Letterer. Well, not really. You were so good with those minutes. Thank you so much.
I have a point of information while I'm writing this. My understanding is that you can strike out items from a contract, and one of the things we might do if people are concerned about loans is deal with, I mean, that. But it's probably too difficult at this time and too late. So.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's in I'm in a position to do so, but I'd like to call the question since we have discussed this before.
Yes, it is. We're just waiting for
okay,
it to
I have
actually
it.
Write it down. Okay.
I have it. Move. Did the Pacifica National Board authorize approve the corporate resolution authorizing banking accounts, loans, and related matters on behalf of WBAI for the Bank of New York, authorizing Indrawadi Hardat, Lonnie Hicks, and Jose Santiago as signatories.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded.
So, Judy?
Yes.
This is Ray. I like to move to postpone this. I'm comfortable voting on something about which we don't have clarity. I'm moving that we postpone this until the board meets and that the CFO check further for us what the bylaws say and if there's any restrictions about that.
I believe I moved to call the question.
Just a move to table, though.
We're
under a deadline, by the way.
Yeah,
we're
the complication with that is that we're under deadline as of Saturday. We need to have this complete. So
okay.
We're not in a position, I think, to postpone or to table at this point.
I hear that. Go ahead.
I move to call the question, Madam Chair.
Okay. The question's been called. Are there any objections?
Question was
hearing.
Called by Fadi.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hearing none, then let's go ahead and move to a vote. Donna, are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
Great.
And we're voting on Dave's amendment.
On Dave's motion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave's motion.
Yes.
Which I just sent to you and to CC to the board.
Okay, great. Okay, Marty?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Abstain.
Okay. Laverne?
Yes.
William? Fadi?
Is this me? Fadi?
Fadi?
Okay, yes. I'll vote for yes.
Yes. Sarv? Dave?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Donna, yes. Joe? Ngozi? Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty? Ray?
Abstain.
Bob?
Abstain.
Michael?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena? Coming back to Sarv?
Yes.
And coming back to Patty?
Oh, can you hear me?
Patty? Yeah, how do you vote, Patty?
I voted yes.
You did, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Madam Chair, I didn't go to Ambrose. Should I ask Ambrose for a vote?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a member of the board right now. Okay. Okay, Madam Chair, it passed.
What was that?
The motion passed.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Now, the second item that we have on the agenda is rescheduling the PNB meeting, which I think is very critical that we do this evening. We are under deadline with Continental Airlines. As of October 3rd, we need to make our flight changes. So we need to decide definitively tonight when the PMB meeting will happen. I will entertain a motion, I guess, at this time for any dates. There has been a lot of email traffic and discussion about this. So I feel like many folks understand what some of the time constraints and limitations are of others. We will obviously continue discussion, but I would like to start with a motion for a
Madam
date.
Chair.
Madam Chair,
I have a motion for you.
I'm sorry, I heard someone before Fadi, but I didn't recognize
Sarv.
The voice. Sarv?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion for the last weekend of October.
Okay, and that's October 27th, 28th, 29th?
Yes.
Or second. Actually, it's the 28th, 29th, 30th, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Dave, I'll second that. I want to meet on Halloween.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I'd like to be on the stack on that item.
Back.
Okay, I have Wendy, I believe Fadi, and Marty. Is that correct?
Fadi actually was before Star. Maybe he should go first.
Okay, so Fadi, Wendy, who else?
Marty.
Okay. What was that? Marty.
Marty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Madam Chair. I would not support that because it's far too far away from the original date. We have candidates. We have very important issues before us. We will lose these candidates if we wait too long. And there is a chance, and this is not a fear-mongering here, but there is a chance that we will have to maybe start all over again or whittle down because these people obviously are looking for jobs. And they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, in the Pacifica basket right now. So the earlier the better, and I would hope that the weekend of the 7th or the 14th. 7th or the 14th, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Fadi. Wendy?
I'm on the executive search committee as well, and I have a problem also waiting until the end of October. That's an entire month, and one thing that I've learned in the executive search committee is they question people that examine people for jobs, wonder, if they don't have a job now, they hold that against them. If they don't have they don't hold it against them, but they consider it. And anybody that's willing to wait an entire month for us to get our silly little act together, I don't know, I kind of have I've learned that maybe, well, I'm just saying that we need to get these people in here now. We need to interview them. The Houston, this meeting is in Houston, and we went out of our way and got everything together, and what we should have done when we canceled the meeting is scheduled another one right then. But, of course, it was unknown, and Houston was under siege, we thought, and the whole place has been crazy. But in the meantime now, this area is ready to get their stuff back together. And the meeting space that we had planned, they, at this time, are available for every month in October. You know, when I said, okay, well, you really mean the 7th through the 9th, they kind of said, well, if you told us today, we could maybe do that. But in the meantime, you know, the longer we wait, we just keep losing people, and we can't lose our candidates. And you know, the longer we go is we're into fund drives. And so I got some responses on the station fund drives, and you know, we can, every month and every week in October, we could come up with somebody who can't do it. But I would just vote to amend this motion. I would like to make a substitute motion that we have this meeting from the 14th through the 16th of October. I'm sorry that it's the Millions More Movement. That's unfortunate. But at the same time, we were going to have the last one on a big anti-war march as well. And there's something, thank God we're so, you know, doing so many things that we have all this stuff that conflicts. But at the same time, we really need to do this now. And the 14th through the 16th could be done by the people in Houston, and I hope that we could vote for that.
Okay, Marty?
I support any weekend but that last weekend.
Okay. You mean the 28th?
I could do the 7th, 8th, the 14th, 15th, or the 21st, 22nd, but I can't do the last weekend.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I wanted to make sure that you heard my second to Wendy's motion.
Oh, you know, I had it, and I apologize for not asking someone. So thanks, buddy. Okay, is there any further discussion?
Yeah, Julie, it's Bob.
Yes, Bob.
And Ray.
Well, I have a couple points of information to Ambrose. If the meeting was held during one of those earlier weekends in October, what impact does that have on the possibility of general managers whose stations are in fund drives for being able to come? And I assume the second part of the question is I assume that there's still the plan to do the sexual harassment training the day before the board meeting for all five GMs. Is that correct?
Yes, to the last question, yeah.
Okay, so that would
first.
Mean, I'm sorry.
The GMs would prefer not to have it interfere with their fund drive.
So, would in your opinion, would this be would having it during a fund drive still require the managers to come to this meeting for 4 days then?
At least for the first and second and third day.
Thank you. I'm done, Julie.
Julie, this is Rory McGill, Stack, please.
Julie?
I think Rob may have been next.
I just wondered.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Now we can.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, go ahead, Ray, and then there was someone else that wanted to be added to this deck?
LaVarne.
Okay.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. I was going to suggest as a compromise. To me, I understand what Wendy said. I really wouldn't want to come during the weekend of that March. I similarly opposed doing it during the March in Washington. I think a compromise might be the following weekend, on the 22nd of October.
We have an LSB meeting, local station board meeting, Ray.
I think that can be changed. Because we're changing our own meeting. We have a local board meeting over here that we're getting ready to change. We have to.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
That's the police brutality marches in New York City on the 22nd. So there's always something.
Yep. This is Steve. I'm going to have to leave the call, but I just wanted to say the only weekend that I cannot make is the weekend of the 8th and 9th.
Thank you, Steve.
This is Rob. I just wanted to make a point for Zarina that the two weekends that she may be able to do it in October are the weekend of the 8th and 9th and the weekend of the 28th, 29th. That's when she can do it, she thinks.
Julie, this is LaVarne. Am I on the stack? Are you there, Julie? Oh, well, this is LaVarne. I'll go ahead.
go ahead, LaVarne.
Okay, thank you. I support Wendy and Fatty on this, due to the ED candidates and also due to the fact that Houston is hosted and Houston, if they can have everything together, which Wendy says that they can. And that I think that, the middle of the month is probably best because we do have an LSB meeting, and I would suggest that, we offer the weekends and see how many votes we have for each weekend. That's
Julie,
it's
Pop.
What is the motion?
Julie, it's Bob. Can I get on the stack?
You can talk, Bob.
All right.
It takes me a while to go back and forth from meeting on this phone. So is there any further discussion?
Bob. Yeah, I'd like to ask another question. Two, actually. Julie, could you conduct sort of a little poll of all of us for each of the dates that have been suggested? One factor that's important is how many board members cannot attend, because that would certainly influence my decision. We should try to, for such an important decision, have the maximum number of board members attending. So that's the first question. And then the second one is back to Ambrose on the question of the general managers, whether it could be acceptable as far as getting the board's business done for some managers who are, whatever weekend we choose, if that station is in a drive, could they be excused from all but perhaps the sexual harassment training and get their reports in writing, or maybe even have a long-distance speakerphone hookup during the time on the agenda for their report so we could ask them questions. Are any of those possible, Ambrose?
I think the latter is definitely possible.
Wendy.
Okay, and Julie, my first question about taking out a poll.
Taking a what was that?
I was just asking if you could go through each of the dates you've been proposed and ask people to speak up if they cannot attend so we can just see what the comparative is.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
That's what I ask you.
It must be addressed is whether or not this is a regular meeting, a special meeting, because there are notice requirements.
I feel bad because I have all kind of personal
agenda here.
Okay, it's my understanding that if we do decide that this is a special meeting, and as long as a director does not contest it, that then we are still in compliance with the bylaws. Is that correct?
Point of order?
Yes, Dave.
It's a regular meeting.
I believe it's a rescheduled regular meeting. The bylaws do specify the in September, but last year, if you recall, we did it at the beginning of October. It's just a rescheduling of a regular meeting, as far as I can tell.
And we did the March meeting in April. So.
So if it's a regular meeting, it requires 30 days notice.
Schedule.
You know what, you guys? There's nobody in their right mind that would have come to Houston during that meeting at the way it went. We will not be in violation of the bylaws to reschedule our regular meeting. It's still our regular meeting.
Well, what I need clarification from the board is whether or not any director will contest this, because I think that's sort of the issue. If moving forward, you know, are folks going to contest sort of proper notice requirements? If not, then we can go ahead and move forward.
Not me.
Patty?
Okay, well, I'm hearing none at this point. All right, why don't we go ahead and go through the dates as Bob has suggested. Donna, can you go ahead and keep track of that since you have a list of the board in front of you?
I have a list of the board. Go ahead. What are the dates?
Okay, why don't we go ahead and start with then next weekend, the 7th through the 9th.
I thought there was an objection by Steve for that.
Yeah.
There was an objection by Steve. Does anybody else object?
Well, the 7th and the 9th might be an issue, Delaney speaking, because the arrangements would have to be made. I'd have to check. And you got hotel, you got airlines, so that's fairly soon, being just about 8 or 9 days away.
Point of information: does anybody know? I understand that we will be charged a penalty with Continental if we don't schedule by a certain date. But if
by
we do schedule by that date, does that mean that we still get the same rate that we had before?
Yeah, it means that there will be no penalties. It's just a matter of rebooking the flights at the current rate.
Okay.
At the rate that we purchased them at. That's why we need to decide tonight so that Lynn and Becky Long can work on that prior to October 3rd.
You know what? Can I just suggest that we pick two dates?
No, I think we need to decide definitively tonight. So let's go ahead and move along with this process. If we can agree that next weekend would be too soon in terms of logistics and coordination, as well as the objection that Steve had mentioned, then let's move to the next possible date, which would be the weekend of the 14th through the 16th.
Point of clarification, Madam Chair, I'm just wondering if the host committee has a problem with any of the dates.
Wendy already mentioned that they can do it as early as next weekend, although that would be a challenging, but that, yes, they still can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so can we go ahead and just call off everyone's name, and rather than going date by date, if we can just go through the name and see if they're available the weekend of the 14th through the 16th, the weekend of the 21st through the 23rd, or the weekend of the 28th through the 30th. Yes.
Do we? I heard what I thought Bob was suggesting was for each date we ask who cannot, rather than having to go through our full roster.
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to have people shouting out, so either we go name by name
okay.
or we deal with everyone talking.
However you like to do it. I defer.
Okay.
This
is Teresa. Hello, I'm sorry if I missed anything.
You didn't. We're continuing. So, Donna,
yeah,
I'm sorry, Dave, I see what you're suggesting now is that we don't ask whether they can attend, we ask if they cannot attend.
Right, for each
day. Okay, that's fine for
me,
but I wanted to comment on the 14th through the 16th. We have an LSB meeting on the 15th.
Okay, that's fine, Donna. While we go down through the list, let's make those comments.
This is Teresa.
Making...
May I say something? And I think
no,
it would
Teresa,
be,
we're
going
to go one by one, and people are going to have a chance to talk.
Pardon me,
so.
But I think it would make a difference if I let you know this information.
The hotel guy.
It's in regard to the hotel. The hotel has a major conflict at this point on the weekend of the 14th through the 16th.
Oh!